Since the last mission to the moon half a century ago, space enthusiasts have been talking about a trip to Mars. But lunar scientist Paul Spoutis is among the experts who question the current plan to go there sometime after 2030.
Any program where the payoff is 20 to 30 years in the future is effectively a dead issue in Congress, because they don't deal on timescales like that. They deal on timescales of 2 to 10 years.
In his recently published book, The Value of the Moon, Spoutis makes the case for establishing an outpost on the moon, which is relatively close by.
It's only 3 days to the moon and 3 days back.
What's more, he says, NASA missions prove that there's water at the moon's poles.
So I have energy and I have materials. I can live on the moon. I can make rocket propellant.
Electricity from solar cells can be used to separate the elements in water molecules.
By taking the hydrogen and oxygen from cracking the water and dissociating with electricity, and then freezing those gases into liquids, that's the most powerful chemical propellant we know of.
At a recent gathering of scientists and space enthusiasts at Houston's Rice University, former NASA astronaut Leroy Chow also supported going to the moon. But some questioned the idea of using the moon as a chemical refueling station.
If we talk about actually making the journey to Mars on chemical propulsion, that could be a dead end. We need high-speed transportation.
Paul Spoutis says chemical fuel is well-tested and available.
The fundamental problem with a lot of the advanced propulsion concepts, for example, plasma rockets and nuclear thermal propulsion, is that they require technology that we don't have.
Spoutis says robots can do much of the preliminary work on the moon, starting with tests of the polar water resource. But before such a plan can be carried out, either the United States, another country with a space program, or a private company will have to provide the money to get it started. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Houston.